Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson wrote another excellent article. Nada, the poster girl for a million more tragedies. They manipulate your emotions, ladies and gentlemen. This is really for the outside of Iran. It destabilizes, it hurts Iran, it allows the globalists to launch military strikes, even if that doesn't happen. It discredits them worldwide because the public is dumbed down. They don't even know how the political system works over there. But the CIA is on record doing this. And yes, CIA commanded Twitter. The State Department on record admits they're doing it. With Twitter, giving Twitter orders. That's in the New York Times. It's so sick to see these bankers manipulate this and get all these people killed, knowing that when people attack police and start burning their police stations, they're going to shoot them. It's just, it's so disgusting. And now the hero is the guy that blew up the barracks. Just like now they tell us Gaddafi's a hero. No, I don't like this guy, and I don't like Gaddafi either. And if you want to say I'm al-Qaeda because I don't like Gaddafi and I don't like this Moussaoui guy, then that's fine. I mean, that's how warped these people's minds are, Paul.
That's right. They're supporting the guy who helped kill 220 U.S. Marines.
It's al-Qaeda launching the attacks over there. Recap everything. I'm going to shut up. Tell folks about the article.
Yeah, these neocons are supporting the terrorist Jundullah organization, which is being bankrolled as part of this CIA incursion into Iran, this destabilization campaign. They've bombed buses, they've bombed campaign headquarters, they've killed scores of people. They're working to destabilize the Iranian government on behalf of the CIA. This is all admitted. They're funding the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, which was once run by Saddam Hussein's intelligence services. That's now working for the CIA in Iran. There were members of that arrested in the riots last week. You got the former Pakistani army general with the document saying that the CIA has distributed $400 million inside Iran right before this these riots to evoke the revolution. You've got the Twitter messages being sent out from accounts that were creators the day before. No Twitter alerts were sent out from any of those major accounts before these riots broke out. And it created the myth that there'd been vote fraud, when in fact the independent polls run before by American polling companies clearly said that Ahmadinejad was going to win. But because Mousavi claimed that he was the winner, these messages went out to the Iranians before the polls had closed saying that Mousavi had won. So then when the official result was announced, there was this feeling of vote fraud, which was manufactured completely out of thin air. There's no evidence for it. And yet the Anglo-American establishment media keep citing it, and they've provided no evidence whatsoever. Then you've got people like Kissinger the other day on BBC Newsnight saying that if the revolution isn't successful, then basically they're just going to go in and bomb the heck out of it anyway. So how could that possibly benefit anyone in Iran, no matter who they support politically?
Zbigniew admitted that they're, quote, manipulating things very smoothly, very slick. He's on CNN admitting they're doing it. I know, they got Obama lying to us when the other mouth laughing at us saying they're doing it. I mean, do the American people love being lied to? You're going to have everything you've got taken, too. They don't care about you either. They don't care about the Iranians. They don't care about you, Paul.
And you've got John Bolton saying that they're going to create this revolution many months before. You've got Kenneth Timmerman, who's affiliated with the National Endowment for Democracy, which is one of these NGOs that's funneled money into Iran, writing the day before the election, quote, there's talk of a green revolution in Tehran. And this is when Ahmadinejad predicted to win easily, and he's predicting a green revolution the day before it happens, before all this is set up. And he's linked in with these NGOs that are funneling the money into Iran.
And Watson, you didn't even hit half the evidence with all my interruptions. God bless you. We'll see the rest of them at PrisonPlanet.com. Great job. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour in T-minus 22 minutes, I'm going to get into Obama claims CIA involvement in Iran patently false. Over some more of the evidence that just everything comes out of his mouth a lie. Whether you're for overthrowing Iran or not, just can they stop all the lying? I'm just completely sick of it. Also, this Moussaoui celebrated in Iran protest was the butcher of Beirut. I just want to point that out, that this guy's as bad or worse than the people they're trying to overthrow, so I don't know where this is headed. Missing governor was in Argentina. We'll get into that. I will also get into how they're trying to pass the takeover of healthcare in the country and the new carbon taxes. So quite a bit as big government makes its final move to make us more Soviet than Stalinist Russia. I mean, it's just totally vertically integrated society. And part of all of this is zoning. They internationally at the UN write up these zoning laws. The federal governments of the world adopt them. They have these National Association of zoning and National Association of Governors and County Commissioners and City Planners and the insurance companies say, you'll get a discount if you adopt these zoning laws. And then it's all just a sickening mass. And so it's happening all over the world, not just here, where here in Austin they put $2,000 a day fines on old people's yards that have 3-inch grass, and then they come in 2 weeks, it's $14,000 and take it. I've seen articles in Denver where Christian groups may have seven people over for a Bible study on Saturday night, and they come and ticket everybody's cars and ticket the house, and they can have a strip club party next door. And in one case, they were having rowdy parties next door, but that was okay with the strippers dancing on the tables. Just don't have a Bible study. They've kicked rabbis' meetings out of their own houses. They're saying rabbis can't have circumcisions at their houses or at other people's houses. They can't have Passover at their houses. They did nothing. Just they're telling Muslims they can't have meetings at their houses. And they selectively persecute religious groups, especially Christians, just like CPS. We've had the lawyers on. It's been in the news. Target homeschooling families of Christians. They don't like people that aren't in the government training centers. And you remember this case a month ago in San Diego. It wasn't even a law. They were just misapplying, because I've read the code. And that's why we've got Pastor Dave Jones. Hey, that's my daddy's name. We've got Pastor Dave Jones on. And then we've got his lawyer, Dean Broyles, on the program with us. And they stood up and said no. But the issue is, you think this zoning's bad now. Wait with the Obama Green Brigades and the home inspections they're passing that the feds want passed. Austin just passed it. Where these little Soviets come in your house and do these audits of your carbon footprint. The harassment has only begun. So we've got to realize this is standardized zoning is being used to tyrannize everybody. And the bedrock of the First Amendment is that you can do anything you want in your house. Even the Magna Carta, 1215. A man's home is his castle. This, even the King of England, without a warrant, couldn't come in your house. But I've seen cases in Illinois where people wake up with police standing over them. They do unannounced home inspections, saying under zoning laws, they don't need a warrant. And you wake up and above your bed. This was in the Chicago newspapers. And some of the surrounding suburbs do this. And then if you have more than two toothbrushes, let's say your house is zoned for two people to be in it, and there's more than two toothbrushes, not even three people, they then fine you in your bed. I'm not kidding. I know you can't believe it. It was in local newspapers years ago. This stuff is so insane. And now under this new bill to federalize all water, including puddles, they say no warrant, they're coming on your land. Remember the wetlands project? So I'm going to shut up now. Just want to give you some background. The Pastor Dave Jones presides over a flock in San Diego, California. He was recently harassed for having a prayer group at his home, and his lawyer, Dean Broyles. Men, thanks for coming on, and thanks for standing up for the First Amendment.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
Great
to be with you, Alex. This is Dean Broyles.
Hey, Dean, and Pastor Dave. Okay, you guys got the floor for the next 20 minutes. Tell us what happened, what this was like.
Well, let me do it in a brief way, I guess. First of all, on April 10th of this year, a code enforcement officer came to our house and asked us if we had a Bible study. And we said, of course, yes, we do. My wife did. And then they told us that was not permitted use according to the code, and it was a violation of a religious assembly code. And so that was 2100 to 2106. That's where you find that code section. My wife thought they were just misunderstood, you know, that we had just simple Bible study with 15 people. And so she explained we had dinner and then a Bible study and prayer and then had dessert. And the lady asked her, well, do you say amen? Do you say praise the Lord? Do you sing? And my wife was so shocked, she's not sure how she actually answered that. It was kind of like, you know, what does that have to do with it? And then she was very clear and adamant that we had 2 weeks to comply. If we did not, that there would be a $100 fine for the first violation, $200 for the second, $500 for the third, $1,000 for the fourth, and then that they would take us to court. This was our warning. You would not get anything else. My wife said, please send something in writing. And so we received that a week later, and the citation, of course, is posted on the Western Center for Law and Policy, and you can see that on their website. It was a ticket for citation for a religious assembly, and that we would cease and stop religious assembly. And by the way, I was interesting, as I listened to what you said, Alex, 7703 is another section, and that's the two sections they quoted and the paper that accompanied the citation. And I just want to read what it says to you, because it says, any deputized, any one specific individual deputized by the director, and by the way, this is, the again, the paperwork that accompanied the citation. It says, may arrest a person without warrant whenever the director or the authorized deputy has reasonable cause to believe that the person arrested has committed an infraction or misdemeanor in the presence of the violation of the zoning.
Yeah, they've turned themselves into a new law enforcement agency, just stomping around, declaring themselves with imperial godlike powers to violate free assembly. You're allowed to have 15 people over for dinner and pray, and you know you're allowed to beat on drums if you want and howl at the moon. I mean, this is America.
Right. Well, so that's what they sent. That's the accompanying pages of this citation. It was never over a parking. They never said this is a parking problem. You know,
basically, we're God. We're going to arrest you if you don't stop doing this.
Well, they definitely said they were going to fine us. They didn't verbalize that, but they sent it in writing that they could.
Unbelievable. Now, your lawyer, and I've read the sections myself, this is clearly misapplied, and they don't have this authority, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We sent them a detailed demand letter. It was about 11, 12 pages long, and we made three arguments. The first was a common sense argument. The second, third, and fourth were legal arguments. But our first statement was the clear understanding of both what the ordinance said and what a common sense view of church is. We told them this is clearly not a religious assembly as defined by the county ordinances. And so, therefore, the requirement of a major use permit, which costs tens of thousands of dollars, is not applicable. And pursuant to their own definitions, they defined religious assemblies as bigger gatherings like churches and synagogues, et cetera. So they were clearly interpreting their own laws and ordinances in a very sweeping and overbroad manner and applying it to the pastor's small home group Bible study in a completely inappropriate way. Secondly, we pointed out that their interpretation was violating our clients' rights to freely exercise their religion. Thirdly, we brought up peaceable assembly, and there's other elements of the First Amendment which we could have argued also. And then fourthly, we said that the Joneses were protected by the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000, which is a law that Congress passed several years ago that protects religious individuals in regard to land use. So they were clearly out of line, and as soon as they got their letter, the next morning they begged to have a meeting with us. And we met with them the next day, and within the next week, the matter was resolved. They apologized. They promised to train their people better and have better use of the people, better review of the people who are going out writing and applying these kind of tickets and citations. So it looks like at this point that the county is in full retreat and is apologizing and is going to correct their ordinances and make it right. And we're going to stay on top of them to make sure that that actually occurs.
Sure, but the moral of the story is, and I'm sure, Mr. Broyles, because you're a lawyer that fights this stuff, you know this is going on all over the country, that it's important for people to stand up and say no, because a lot of people are laying down to this, and then this abuse of power, this color of law fraud by these little commissars is expanding as they flaunt this illegitimate authority everywhere.
That's absolutely right, and that's one issue we faced over the last several years is often it's hard to even talk the potential clients into facing down the government, and if we don't do that, we're going to end up being in a situation that they're facing in Iran right now where the government is just running roughshod over the rights of the people. And so it's very important that individuals are willing to take a stand and say, no, these are my God-given rights. These are my constitutional rights, and I'm willing to stand on them to protect others.
Well, exactly. Look at how they put us in free speech zones, and then now are even trying to phase those out. This is how liberty dies in little steps. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Alex, I wanted to say something that has been something we've battled since this came, since it went on the news. And what it is they claimed it was a parking complaint. And there was a complaint, but they never addressed that issue. And since I've talked to a police officer who could kind of congratulate us on our victory and our stand.
Stay there. Let me hear the story when we get back. Pastor Dave Jones and his lawyer, Dean Broyles, will give you those websites when we get back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $928.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $955.64, $477.82 for a half ounce, $238.91 for a quarter ounce. That's $955.64, $477.82, or $238.91.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
WCLPLAW.org is the group that I always see constantly fighting the state when trying to stomp over people's constitutional rights. And that's who Dean Broyles is with, the lawyer. Tell us about your organization, Dean, and the types of things you see. Then we'll go back to Pastor Dave Jones and that one point he was making about the police officer.
Well, we at the Western Center for Law and Policy generally fight for faith, family, and freedom. We're a First Amendment law firm, and we do civil litigation and some policy work in this area. And we've been in existence for 2.5 years, although I've been doing this kind of work pro bono on behalf of Christians everywhere for the last 14 years. So we're based here on the West Coast, but we're getting cases all over the United States at this point.
And you see a lot of this, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We see this happening every day, and thank God that there's an army of Christian attorneys and conservative attorneys out there to fight these types of cases. There's several thousand attorneys that have been trained all over the United States to fight these types of cases.
And I've never seen you lose, because I see these reports all the time, when people fight. But as you said, most people just roll over. I mean, this is totally un-American, incredibly unpopular. It's wrong. Pastor Dave Jones, go back to the police officer story.
Well, after this had occurred, a police officer that I was acquainted with saw me, and he just congratulated us on our victory and for our stand in that. And then he said, he asked me if I thought this was an intrusion upon on our rights or religious freedom. And I said, well, of course it was, absolutely. And then he explained to me, he said, as a police officer, when they get these calls, they normally go through dispatch. It would not have even made it through dispatch in this case. It was weeks prior. And, by the way, the complaint wasn't from a neighbor. We only have two neighbors. We have 268 feet of private driveway to three homes. And we paid for the paving and maintenance of that road. And then at the end of 268 feet, we have over 2 acres of property ourselves. We park all of our cars on our property, and every now and then somebody is parked on in that private driveway area. But the point is that when he told me that, you know, this shouldn't have even gotten out of dispatch, but somebody else got a hold of this thing, and he said, we have gone out on parking, you know, citation complaints, and you just tell the person to repark and everything's fine, no ticket is given. This was weeks later that they showed up, and the only purpose they showed up was to cite us for religious assembly. It was never discussed in 6 conversations that we had with them as we tried to reason with them that this was just a Bible study. They never brought up parking. They only told us we were wrong with the code, and we had to stop in our Bible study.
Let me ask Dean Broyles a question, because, again, I just see this in the newspaper here and there every week or so, and have experienced it myself here in Austin with my grandparents with some brush and a creek behind their house that wasn't even their property. Dealing with these zoning boards, we see a trend here where they love persecuting Christians and conservatives, that it's a relish. I mean, what type of individuals are these, from your experience, that really are that anti-American? Because even if I disagreed with somebody and hated them, I mean, if they were doing, you know, some kind of weird animus thing in their backyard, that's their right to do it. Why do they hate Christians?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's a question we've been asking ourselves in this case. Is this a rogue, you know, zoning person just out to get Christians, or is it a departmental issue that there's kind of, you know, across the board animus against Christians? And it's really hard to tell. I mean, certainly at the end of the day, the county did the right thing, and the chief administrative officer apologized and backed down and has promised to, you know, investigate this properly. But you know, sometimes it's hard to know. I mean, generally across the United States and the media and other places, we see a hostility towards Christianity in general, and we see a hostility towards the name of Jesus in particular. And so that definitely is kind of culture-wide on a lot of fronts. And we suspect that that may be at issue here, but it's really hard to pin down as far as what the motivations of the individuals were in this case.
Well, they would never think of, you know, harassing some other religious group unless it's mainline big three religions, and it seems like those are open season. Absolutely amazing. Well, I'm glad that this case has been concluded. Are you guys thinking about any litigation, or this is dropped?
No, at this point, if the county follows through on the very strong commitments that they've made, Certainly litigation will not be required. And that's one of the amazing things about this case is because of the media outrage and the amount of individuals who are emailing and writing and calling the county.
Hold on. Got a break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ladies and gentlemen, free speech zones, all this zoning, this new federal bill that all water will now be federal. Wells, rainwater, everything. It's just, it's called tyranny. And they certainly use zoning as one of the most abusive forms of corruption out there. All right, finishing up with Pastor Dave Jones, who presided over a flock of 15 people in outside San Diego. His own property, his own parking. Can't do that in America. But they stood up and said no, and the establishment backed off. I guess the big issue here is, for both of you in closing and the closing comments from you both, is when you said you had a bunch of conversations with the zoning department. Sounds like at first they weren't backing down. They were going to go along with this. The higher-ups were backing this. Yes, you're not allowed to have 15 people over for dinner in America because we're the bureaucrats, we're your gods. You're just here to pay taxes and shut up and drink your fluoride water and take your vaccines and provide children for us and for the CPS to adopt out. I mean, basically, you know, did they back off immediately, or how fast did they back off? Because that's your answer, whether or not this was a rogue minion or whether this was higher-ups, because I know it's the higher-ups because I see this all over the country over and over again.
You're exactly right, and this is Dave Jones. I wanted to say that because it wasn't a rogue. We had six conversations with them. We appealed to them first when the code enforcement officer came. Secondly, when we got the permit, we started, or the citation, we started to call them, three phone calls. We talked to the planning land use department and then the zoning department, and every conversation we had with them, we were told that we were wrong and that we were not in compliance, and that we had to stop the Bible study. This was, again, it was never a parking issue. It went on for 5 weeks before the attorney, Broyles, and that, when we met together, there were nine people in a room and at the county's office, and they were once again positioning themselves that it was an issue with religious assembly, never brought up that it was parking. They're just hiding behind that.
But then their bluff didn't work, did it, Mr. Broyles?
No, absolutely. And you were asking about lawsuits or winning it another way, and this was one in the court of public opinion. The outrage and anger that was expressed at the county once this went viral on the Internet and once the media got involved, I mean, across the board we got positive coverage in the media. And the pressure that was exerted on the county, and once they read our demand letter, once they met with us and knew we were serious, they began to back off, and then within a week.
But I want to understand from you, Mr. So they backed off and apologized. I want to know from you, though, sir, because you're around these snakes more than I am. How do they get so whacked out of their mind on a power trip that they think in America you can't have people over for dinner? I mean, what has happened to this country? Why are most of the counties I know behaving just like this? What is their malfunction? Where do these people come from?
I think it's a combination of things. I think for one part, these bureaucrats, they look at their own laws and their own regulations, and to them, those laws become above the Constitution of the United States. They start seeing those laws and ordinances as God, in a sense. And they worship those gods, and they apply those gods in a way that, in their minds, is not inconsistent with their worldview. And they start overruling, in a sense, the first principles, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which obviously the rest of us see as more important. That's one thing that starts happening with these bureaucrats. The other thing that's happening, I think, is that there's a very anti-Christian bias being expressed in our society today. And so that helps make it more palatable in their own minds to apply their laws in a very unethical and almost illegal manner to violate fundamental First Amendment rights.
Well, that's one step away from Rome or Communist China, because in Communist China you can have a church, it's just official state approved, and with a 501c3 and with the clergy response teams and the feds saddling up next to the churches and trying to get them on the faith-based payroll, total violation of the First Amendment. Now they are targeting more and more home churches and going after those. And so it's only a few short steps to living in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
And yeah, I agree with that. One of the things that was ironic about this case is that we were interviewed by CNN, Fox News. Everybody gave this story great coverage. But one of the most interesting interviews we did was with Voice of America, which ironically broadcast into Communist China. And Pastor Jones and I talked several times about the irony of that Communist China, where now actually Christianity has grown through the house church movement. Here in the United States, that's starting to be shut down potentially, and so the irony there was pretty stunning.
Well, I'm not going to start preaching at people, but there's nothing more Christian than having it in your house. That's the way it's supposed to be, and the establishment doesn't like it. I think a lot of the big churches don't like it as well, and they're kind of getting in bed with the government, and it's just incredibly dangerous. Anything else, Pastor Dave Jones or your lawyer, Dean Broyles, that you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say I appreciate some of your comments that you've made, and it was a shock to us that somebody would have a mindset that they could tell us what to do behind our closed doors. We appealed to them on that, and we were just blown away with the thought that they could sit in their chair or go to their house and think they could do what they wanted to, but they could tell me I couldn't have 15 people over to, you know, read the Bible and pray. It still is a shock to us, and that's the truth. That's the true story here, and it wasn't parking, and the public needs to know that they are going to, they are going to continue this line. I'm sure of it, because what they learned is that they can go to the public and just say it's a parking issue, and we watch it diffuse the public. They're still talking to me, say, well, Pastor Dave, of course you have to park right. That was never the issue.
No, I understand. They always distract things off what they've really done and still try to make you the victim and never even own up. I mean, if they're going to carry out this tyranny, they should debate it from that point. It's just,
absolutely,
it's so deceptive. It's just, they are very wicked. I'm sorry,
absolutely,
go ahead.
Absolutely.
I would just add that, you know, a lot of people really still cannot believe that this story actually happened, and we've been telling everybody it's true, it's true. So if you want to verify what happens, please visit our website, wclplaw.org. All the important documents are on there, including the citation, our demand letter to the county, their response and apology, and it's all true. And it, as Pastor said, it had nothing to do with traffic or parking.
All right, gentlemen. Well, we just hope that other people listening around the country understand, or people listening to this later as it's archived on the Internet, understand that you need to stand up to these people and stop being basically domesticated to live in a cross between Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia with a little bit of Fidel's Cuba mixed in. I mean, this is just mind control. It's thought crime. It's discrimination. And we commend you, Mr. Broyles, and you, Pastor Jones. And if anything develops in this, we'll talk again. And, Dean, I know you're busy, but anytime, I know you work on a lot of other cases that don't seem to hit the zeitgeist and get this attention, and some cases that are even more egregious. So you've got our email and our contact info, hopefully. So please give us a heads up on some of the other cases where they've got these families cornered with these jackals and hyenas using their trumped-up, phony bureaucratic lingo to violate the Bill of Rights Constitution. So we'll talk to you again as this unfolds further. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, take care. Yeah, I meant to just have them on about 15 minutes, but you just keep wanting to get into the detail, because it's not just that they're violating your rights, telling you what you can do in your house. It's that then they lie about what they did later and never face up to the scum they are. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you again, I can't help people with their CPS cases anymore because I mentally can't help it. I can't handle it. I try to help them on air sometimes. I try to give people tips on air. But I can't go to the court cases and watch the judges laughing and the pedophiles getting off on grabbing the kids. I mean, it's just pure court of evil. I mean, you're watching something out of hell go on in front of you. I can't because if I go do one story, I get hundreds of calls in Austin alone. I used to do these Access TV shows. We got to dig those out. I got to get more interns in here or something. And cause there's hundreds and hundreds of VHS tapes and 3/4-inch tapes with all these reports I'd do where I'd go out and be an old lady on a walker begging, going, my daughter comes over 3 times a week. They say just go in a nursing home and give the government my house, and they've put $57,000 on it in the last 4 weeks. And it's $2,000 more a day, and I had the guy mow it, and they're saying now, because there's a dead spot where the English ivy died, they're still taking it. And the officer grabbed me around the neck. I don't know why this is happening in America. And I can't handle it. I can't sit there with sweet old ladies, folks, because you know what happens? I start wanting to kill people. I mean, I'm going to just be honest with you, because that's a normal tribal response would be to pick up my club and go down the road to the hut of the guy that did this. But that isn't how society operates. People 5,000 years ago wouldn't do that to an old woman because the warriors would kill them. Instead, they've taken our warrior society and they have turned it into a bunch of thugs feeding on the people. I've had it with you. And you rationalize and say, well, it's the law and, well, it's the, you know, I just can't handle it anymore. Can't handle it. And it gets attention because there's still some Christians that will stand up and fight. But other people, that's why they love all these third world people they're bringing in. And they're not bad people. They've just lived under bondage for hundreds of years. And, you know, from Mexico and Korea and everywhere else. And they'll put up with it. I mean, the Anglo-Saxons from 1215 on fought and fought and fought and fought to have a little bit of freedom. Very warlike, intelligent, a lot of ingenuity and inventiveness, every culture, great people. I love all of humanity. But instead, now that entire system of the little bit of freedom that was clawed out by millions of deaths is now being lost. You know how many people paid with their lives so your house could be your castle? And so the king's men, the local, you know, lord's men, the local barony, the local viceroy, the local thug wouldn't come with a bunch of guys with weapons and rape your wife and take your grain? Because it got so abusive. All of you listening, I don't care if you're African, white, whatever it is, you had ancestors that fought and clawed into the Renaissance by killing people, by fighting 10 to 1, 100 to 1 odds, so you'd have some freedom. You, everything we've got was paid for with blood, ladies and gentlemen. Every bit of it was bought with blood. Outnumbered, unarmed, our ancestors, I don't care where you're from on the planet, if you have any history of liberty in your culture, and all of them do, it was paid for. And then people began worshiping liberty and freedom instead of worshiping bureaucracy and parasitic control freakness. And you heard those pastors and that lawyer. They worship the government. They do. That's why I say it's God. The government is God. People, you know, read Leviticus and they read the books of the law, which even if you're not a Christian or don't believe in that, the point is it's what our Magna Carta is based on. Was ancient Germanic law mixed with the Mosaic law. And it was all paid for with blood. And in that law, you don't have the government with no checks and balances doing whatever it wants. And liberty and freedom is honored. And we have the reverse of that today. And we know what it leads to being completely robbed. All right, I've got other guests coming up. But the last hour, we're going to have open phones on separate issues, but I've got a guest coming up about eugenics. I wanted to get into all the other news, the government health care takeover, the water federalization takeover, the youth corps takeover is now openly happening. The environmental carbon tax takeover is now happening. I got a bunch of financial news to go over as well. But make no mistake, global criminal syndicates are making their move against humanity. Now, I'm just going to have him on a few minutes. I drug him on this morning because I saw gold was up like 12 bucks and silver was up too. And I know Ted had bought gold and silver again when it dipped for a while, so you can get gold and silver at the lower price, even though it's up right now, and that's like buying a stock when it's higher from the price when it was lower. It's the smart move to do, and Ted's got some great coins available, and he hadn't been on in a while because he's been out of town in Europe trying to secure good deals on gold and silver. Ted Anderson, good to have us. Good to have you on with us while we still have some free speech left.
Yeah, no kidding. Just watching what's going on. That last guest was just a perfect example of that. Here's what's going on, Alex. The market is coming back up again. Obviously, plenty of problems out there in the economy. We basically have handed over all powers over to the Federal Reserve Bank. I would imagine that might have been influenced by H.R. 1207 coming in to audit them. They're just trying to grab for what they can. The market is starting to come back up again from this manipulation downward. It really gives me opportunities to buy. That's what I'm looking for, is I'm looking for these little downticks, because usually I can save my customers anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30%, some cases even as much as, 40, 50%, because the market moves up so fast after they've pushed it down. But what we do have right now, we have the Lakota coins. Rather than being $20 a piece, they're right now at $19.70. And the francs are at 222 rather than being up at 229. I got British sovereigns right now at 275 rather than they'd be at about 285. I'm sorry, 285. So the market is definitely showing signs that, you know, that gold is strong and that things are going to be moving this direction. Just watching the government do all these bailouts and the printing press just running on over at the Federal Reserve Bank. You just know that we're going to have inflation here, and you just know that we're going to have ever-decreasing value of our currency. And every single time that there's a hiccup in the economy or some company that needs to be bailed out that's part of the elite group is going to get their money, and it's going to come out of the taxpayers' hide. And it just, you know, the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. And I just have to say that if the people were smart right now, and I'm not just talking about the Alex Jones listeners, but I'm talking about everybody that's out there, they'd get their buns out of cash, out of paper currency, out of fiat currency that's growing weaker every day because the Federal Reserve System is printing it, and get yourself into something that's real and hard like gold.
And get a good deal, which you're offering. Look, when the dumbbell yuppies figure out that they're tanking the dollar and going into hyperinflation, whenever that is in the next few years, you're not going to be able to get gold and silver hardly at any price. So you need to get into it now. The run-up you've seen in the price is only the beginning. That's what the smart money's on. And it's certainly better than fiat currency. Stay there, Ted. Tell folks about the coins you've got on the other side. But yeah, it's important.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
look at black genocide inside the United States. Coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to look at Native American genocide on record, declassified public, taking little Indian kids. This is the last few years, murdering them, sterilizing them. Oh, yeah, you think you can trust the government? We're going to put it all on display right here on air. Chapter and verse. You want to know who runs things? You want to live in denial? Not anymore. We're going to face the full horror. Only then can we bring these criminals to justice. I'm not risking my life for nothing. I'm going in 110%. You can call me soft because I love innocent people and I love goodness. The world's so corrupt, people can't even believe that I actually even have love in my heart. What does that say about you? What does that say about you? That you don't know how great it is to be on the side of goodness. Does that mean I'm on a high horse and perfect? No. It means this: I'm on the right side of history. No matter what happens to me, I did the right thing. And I got past my fears and engaged the enemy. And the longer you do it, the fear leaves you, and all that's left is strength and a commitment to try to do better each and every time you engage the enemy in the info war. All right, let's go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, finishing up, tell folks the ratio. What you were telling me this morning, you bought gold. It was about $20 less than it is now. You bought silver when it was almost a dollar less than it is now. So you're passing on those prices. But again, every time you have a deal like this, some people wait and then it's gone. I just can't imagine people not wanting to have gold and silver, especially when all these big top financial sources, people that Ron Paul has sourced and cited as being very accurate in the past, are saying that they're getting ready for a bank holiday in September. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it. It means, though, that the State Department's telling the embassies get ready for it, or for complete war and to dump dollars and hoard their local currencies. So, look, the world is so uncertain now, and the economy's so crazy. I don't understand how anybody, Ted, wouldn't move aggressively into silver and gold.
Well, especially when you consider the fact that you're moving out of a fiat currency that's being printed like crazy to do these bailouts that our government's doing. I mean, to increase the money supply by 30%, 33%, coming up to 50%, what do you think's going to happen to the value of your money? I mean, what do you think is going to happen to your property rights? I mean, look what Michelle Bachmann was saying about these dealers. I mean, people are losing $15 million businesses overnight because of a government regulation or some cars are or something like that. It's crazy what's going on out there. I don't know why anybody would want to be in this fiat currency, honestly. I mean, we're just so close to paying carbon taxes. That's the only key element that it would take to have world government. You know, that's the last cog in the wheel that needs to be done. They need to collect a world tax in order to have a world bank and a world currency, and then they can dictate to us what our policy is going to be here in any segment of politics. And so, you know, I just need to say that if you don't put yourself on a gold and silver standard yourself personally because the government isn't going to do it, I think you're nuts.
Ted, I'm even freaked out now, even though I've been knowing this was coming for years in the setup. They're now moving faster than I even thought because I think they are trying to play catch-up. Openly a federal bill to say even rainwater on your land means total federal control, jurisdiction over 100% of the U.S. Openly that a Congress, even people for it, admit that. Bills to openly set up all the youth corps, bills to have the climate tax. Folks, get prepared. Nothing is perfect. There's no silver bullet, but at least get out of their fiat system. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Brokers are there standing by. And Ted, did we even give people the gold and silver offer today, or have we been too busy ranting about this?
Well, kind of ranting. What I'd suggest is
Well, stay there. Hold on. Go ahead and get our guest on, but I'm going to bring you back for 1 minute on the other side. Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.